You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hi, I'm BD Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Welcome along for some more dementia chat and music. November is National Family Caregivers Month in the US, an attempt to raise the profile of carers who do such a great job and literally shore up their health services. With that in mind, I'm delighted that this week my guest is Sue Mott, CEO of Carers Stepping Out, a small charity with a big impact.
UK Health Radio Podcast is the world's leading health conversation starter. 47 experts showcase all options of sickness prevention through lifestyle changes such as nutrition, reducing stress, sleep, breathing correctly, spending time in nature, meditation, fasting, as well as cultivating an attitude of gratitude and mindfulness. Our experts inform and animate you to take responsibility for your own health and well-being. You can choose from 42 weekly podcast episodes and be an active part of your health freedom. UK Health Radio Podcast, here for you and your well-being.
My guest this week is Sue Mott, founder and CEO of Carers Stepping Out, a small charity that organises scenic, sociable, rejuvenating walks to unpaid home carers and those they care for. There have been many studies on the beneficial effects of getting out into the environment, but it's another thing ensuring that happens. That's where Sue and her team come in.
Well, I can't do better than to say that we had a walk this morning, actually, Pete. So if I give you a synopsis of what happened, you'll get the gist of Stepping Out, and especially to people who haven't heard about us before. I mean, we're essentially a little local group that's grown much bigger and become a sort of charity in its own right, because what we do is provide walks for carers and the people they care for. And as we discovered, throw in lunch, because if you've got lunch there, you've got a lure there as well. So it could be anybody with any kind of long-term health condition, a disability, a temporary episode. But if they are people receiving care from probably a family member or a friend, then they and their carers are welcome to come along. And we provide transport too, because it's very difficult for some people to get out, especially if they're using wheelchairs. So today, we were with a group who are from locally, from a place called Melbourne, which is in Cambridgeshire. And we went to a museum called Duxford, which is the Duxford Imperial War Museum. You probably know it, don't you?
Yeah, I've been there.
So I'd never been before, but it's an amazing place. It's vast, a huge airfield full of hangars, and it's got loads and loads of aircraft going back decades, right the way back to the dawn of flying, practically, and includes Concorde and modern things and helicopters. So people were agog. But first of all, we had to rendezvous, and I arrived with our little assistance dog, Banksy, who's a new recruit, and that caused mayhem at the entrance because some of the staff there weren't aware he was coming, and dogs aren't allowed. So we had to talk Banksy in. And then gradually people started arriving. And it is essential on our walks to find the nearest loo and the nearest cup of coffee. So we had to get that sorted out. And I thought the weather was appalling here this morning. I don't know if you got stuck in any puddles if you've been out, but I didn't think half the people would come, especially if they're not feeling very well. And, you know, out of 44 people, 42 turned up. And it was just lovely. Everybody gets together. They sort of instantly make new instinctive friends because everybody there has got a different story, but in some ways it's a very similar story. And so to get support and just eye contact and a laugh with someone understanding your predicaments is fabulous. Few people were running a bit late. Two ladies turned up because their taxi hadn't arrived very late. And we had a bit of a kerfuffle over the taxi. But that's normal, isn't it? Things go wrong. You expect that. Put them right. And then off we went round the museum. And that was lovely, although I was deputed to drive somebody's wheelchair. And actually, I haven't really done that before. And you have no idea how difficult it is to steer with a dog in one hand, a clipboard in the other, and pushing a wheelchair at the same time. So I was taught a lesson. The poor lady I was pushing said at one point that I'd impaled her on one of the posts that was preventing us from going up to an aeroplane, but she took it very well. So as you can see, it's a sort of glorious, joyful, organised chaos when we all get together.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's the kind of human side of things, isn't it? And, you know, when you are a carer and kind of locked into your caring world, it must be great to go out and just do something different.
I think what everyone says, it's so amazing for people to come out and be themselves. If you're a carer, you're pretty much with most of your meetings with society in your carer role. So, you know, if you're meeting somebody at a hospital or a doctor's surgery, you are there to speak for the person you care for. And very rarely does anybody say to them, oh, and how are you doing? Is there anything we can do to help you? They're there as a spokesperson, essentially. And I think it's just exhausting because the responsibilities on a carer, especially at the moment with our social care system in England, in the UK, and our National Health Service under such duress, there almost isn't the time for doctors and nurses to look out for the carers. So our view is that the minute they arrive, in fact, before they arrive, if we've provided them door-to-door transport, they are treated as VIPs, our very special guests, so the people they care for. And the idea is to take every single ounce of stress they normally encounter away. We organise the lunch, we organise where we're walking, we have loads of gorgeous, wonderful, funny, lovely volunteers. Everybody chats, and for a few hours they are allowed to be who they used to be and hopefully will be again. And that's the greatest compliment that we ever hear.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here on UK Health Radio, where you find us talking the health 24 hours a day with a selection of great shows. And don't worry if you miss anything, because it's all available for listen again or download at the website www.ukhealthradio.com. And there you can also find out about the monthly Health Triangle magazine, which is packed with interesting articles from our presenters here at UK Health Radio. I'm chatting to Sue Mott from Gera Stepping Out, who do a great job, but in the money-driven world we live in, they also have to try to find a way to evidence how effective their walks are in improving Gera's quality of life.
Yeah, because, you know, I might hear it, but how do you capture that moment? You can't say to somebody, just while they're eating their lovely lunch and having a chat, excuse me, can you fill this form in? Or, you know, do you mind if I start quoting you? It ruins the context of the day. You know, they become our data capture point as opposed to a human being. So we have found all sorts of ways of doing this. It's one of the things, Pete, we've actually learned from being in business for the last 7 years, something we didn't realize at the start. And that is, you can capture those spontaneous moments with a bit of film. You know, 10-second piece of film that we're taking, just as long as we've got everyone's permission to film them, or with a photo. Sometimes for a big event, we'll hire in some cameras and they make a little film for us to go online so that we can see it with our own eyes. I've also discovered, why not invite the people who will be asking you about this captured moment? So we invite people, say, from the NHS, or from Sport England, one of our funders, and say, be there with us for this walk. You know, you say you'd like, you're willing to give us some money to put this on. Well, come be the first person witness of it. Because only by doing that will you be able to see from your own point of view what is actually happening. And, you know, once we have that relationship then with them, you build this fabulous network of people who want to help. And coming up in June this year, in the height of summer, when fingers crossed it's not pouring with rain as it was last year, we're going to do a very big event at Hatfield House, inviting the local community, inviting NHS social prescribing, so that's people from the NHS who will be recommending things like us to people, loads of other charities who work in the same field, for a big walking festival and lunch so that all of us can meet each other. And we think this kind of thing will break the barriers between who pays, who comes, who's offering something, and allow carers the chance to see what's out there for them, which very often, unless they're online, does not become, you know, evident to them.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. It sounds absolutely great. And I think there's a lot to be said for, it's kind of, you know, it's a big jigsaw in terms of carers and social care.
It really is.
There's a lot to be said for trying to join all those pieces together, because often you get organisations that are aiming at the same goal but don't actually know that other organisations exist almost doing the same thing.
100%. And I knew this for sure about a month ago. We were invited to a conference that social prescribing were putting on in your county, Hertfordshire. And you know what? My heart sank when I got the invitation, because they were talking about PowerPoint presentations and, you know, death by PowerPoint is not my forte. But I realised that what they were asking really is, please demonstrate what you do. So I decided to massively cheat, save myself a lot of time and trouble. And I turned up at the conference with one of the carers, a lovely young woman who's mum to two disabled children and who helps her mother and aunt look after her grandmother. So she's a carer for both ends of, you know, the lifespan, with masses of experience. And basically, I we talked to the conference and I said, well, thank you very much for inviting Stepping Out along here. Here's Jo. And just handed over to her. And she told the story of her life briefly, you know, the stresses and strains. She told the story about her grandmother coming along on a Stepping Out walk when we went to a big country house called Nebworth. And she said her grandmother, who does not really like being in groups, who does not communicate, who'd gone out with the family the day before on her birthday and was really a little bit deaf, off to one side, didn't respond to anybody. She came out on the Stepping Out walk and was absolutely, instantly captivated by the vibe. She joined in everything. She walked around everywhere. Jo said it's the last time she saw her grandmother happy before, sadly, she was taken into hospital. And Jo said that what this means to her family cannot be put into simple words. You know, for them, it's a chance to reconnect as a family, to have moments of joy, to relax, and to do something, in her case, that, you know, can be tremendous fun. On one of our walks this year, we actually went to an Olympic site that does white water rafting. And Jo was able to go down these rapids in a wonderful rubber boat, you know, and just forget that she's a carer for a few minutes. And she said, you know, it's just life-changing reminder of who you are. And so she said this to this audience. And then she said, I know about this and I do this because I know Stepping Out. She said, but all of you here, I don't know what you do. I don't know how you can help me. I don't know how to get in touch with you. And so what I need you to do is to work out how you connect to us. And they would look gobsmacked, you know, nobody had ever spoken to them like this before, but it's true. And so that's why we're setting up this big walking festival next year. And that's why social prescribing have now come to us and said, how can we help? Which, you know, could be life changing, couldn't it?
If you have a story to tell or involved in a new project, we'd love to hear about it here on The D Word. You can contact us on social media at Radio DDW on Twitter, the Radio TDW Facebook page, which is well worth checking out as well because there's plenty of useful information there, or, of course, by email to tdwradio@gmail.com. Back to my guest now, Sue Mott from Gera Stepping Out. And social prescribing is a relatively new concept, as too often we are dragged down the medical route, sometimes ignoring the benefits of social interaction. Caring for someone living with dementia is a team approach, which sadly sometimes health and social care don't recognise.
They do, and they're so fundamental. When we very first started with Stepping Out, way back in 2016, I was part of a Ramblers group then, wondering why nobody ever came on our disabled walk as we advertised it, which was pretty terrible advertising in the first place. And it turned out, after a lot of exploration, that it's because we hadn't contacted the carers. We hadn't approached the carers. We just expected... Imagine that, expecting, say, someone with dementia to discover that they wanted to go out for a walk. You're asking the impossible. And then once we'd met the carers, we found out from the carers that what they wanted was to have an offer that made it easy for them so that they could either come on their own for a bit of respite or bring the person they cared for with them. That fundamentally they needed transport in a lot of cases because you can't take four buses to get somewhere to go for a walk. And they wanted not to have to worry about whether they'd have to rush back for lunch. And they wanted a lovely welcoming vibe, you know. So we put all that together through their advice because we listened to the carers. And I often think... The health industry thinks you look at a patient, you see what you think's wrong with them, and you try and treat them with something tangible like medication. And really, what helps treat them is a happy community to be within. That's definitely part of their holistic health. And we've been ignoring it for years.
Yeah, I think sadly, you know, that's very much the case. I know it's National Caregivers Month, the month of November in the US. And I think in an attempt to bring in, you know, not only local services, but government bodies into what carers are providing. Because, you know, we all talk the financial world, we're in a financial crisis at the moment. But the amount of money that carers are saving is just astronomical. Which is why, you know, how do we kind of get that message out there more than it is now?
Well, I just see, I'm being a journalist during my lifetime, I may have a slightly cynical take on this because I think it's possible that government looks at carers as a solution. You know, there's someone caring for that person as opposed to that person needing hospital treatment and unable to go home because there's no one caring for them. It's almost as like, if you're a carer, you're a problem solved as far as the government are concerned. They can give you a little tiny bit of carer's allowance, which, as you know, is very small. Furthermore, you don't get a carer's allowance once you get the old age pension. It's supposed to be replaced by the pension, which means your pension is not actually part of your life anymore. It's part of the person you cares for life, which is a bit of a scandal. So you're saying, how do we get the message across that carers matter, that they are, well, they're holding up the NHS for sure, what they do. If everybody who was a carer keeled over tomorrow, the NHS would not survive. That would be 13 million people going straight into hospital. So I think part of the problem is that carers can't agitate for themselves. They can't go on a march. They can't leave the person they cared for behind. They can't go on strike. The person they care for would become ill or, you know, would not survive the experience. They have to do their job. It's their vocation and their life. I don't know what it will take for to hold a government minister's feet to the fire and say, for God's sake, recognise the service being given to us, being given to the whole of society by carers. But it's one of our missions as a charitable company, as you know, Pete, to raise the profile of carers and not take no for an answer when we tell them that carers matter and deserve support.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm chatting to Sue Mott from Carers Stepping Out, who, as well as organising events and walks for carers, are very much involved in trying to raise the profile of carers, who, after all, are experts in their subject, so should be involved in all decisions that affect them.
I've been to conferences before, and what happens is individual bits of the system talk to each other. They're quite happy doing that. And, you know, they meet each other over lunch. But where is the actual voice of the carers in there? How will they know how they're feeling? So it's funny. It felt like, you know, a revolutionary act to take a carer with me. But in actual fact, it's the only way that we're going to get through to those bits of the system that need to know what a carer's life is like and what they need and what they want.
Yeah, it's very much like the dementia story, people living with dementia. They are the experts, they are the people you ask. But often, I've been to meetings of, the dementia meetings, and there hasn't been anybody living with dementia around the table. And I've been thinking, well, the experts aren't here then.
Really? It's so peculiar, isn't it? Hmm. And the other funny thing is, normally what happens is the money, say the NHS is given money for dementia, what you will find, it cascades all the way down the different branches of the health industry, but it stops at the grassroots people who are actually working with people with dementia. So the system is balmy. I mean, I know we say that about absolutely everything, but it really is. But I suppose what you and I want to do is just make sure the voice of the people with dementia is heard loud and clear. And, dementia, people sometimes are afraid and shy away from it. And I suppose that's understandable to some extent, but today, talking to one of the ladies who had dementia, she was a voice of absolute spectacular interest because she had lived through the war. She knew about this bomb falling on her house when she was a kid. She could tell me all about the old Anderson shelters and her neighbour, Mrs. Boothbury, coming in with metal rollers in her hair. She created this magical picture for me of a really seminal time in the nation's life. So we write off people we label at our peril. We really do. They know far more than we think they do. And it's not for us to speak for them. It's for them to speak for themselves and us to advocate on their behalf.
Yeah, hear, hear. I think, you and I are both in the business of trying to do that and to raise the profile of carers, people living with dementia, and just get people talking. Just, let's talk about a subject that people don't want to talk about. Let's just make it accessible.
I agree. And it's not always a sad and tragic and terrible story, is it? I mean, I can think of countless stories of people who have taught me so much about dementia, and it's all good stuff. We have a guy down in Kent who trained me in dementia, and halfway through his lecture told us that he had two different types of dementia, and we couldn't believe it. He was such a great communicator, so upbeat, so funny, so informative. That was back in 2017. This is 6 years later. He is still absolutely the life and soul of our walks. He's in fact leading a walk in Rochester coming up in December. He makes films of our walks. He is invited, he brings people along. He is the absolute life and soul of the party. And he is a living example of how, with luck, you can manage your dementia, and how with luck the community around you recognises the superb person you continue to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's concentrate on the person, what they can do, not what they can't do, which I think is, an important message. Well, so it's been great. Time is drawing us to a close. Thank you so much for being my guest, and
really look
forward to the event next year at Adfield House.
I know, you'll be guest of honour, Pete, don't you worry.
Well, and Benny the dog as well.
Yeah, that's right, and Benny the dog.
Great, well, thank you so much, Sue, and as I say to all people on the show, just keep on doing what you're doing.
We will, thank you for having us.
my thanks to Sue. And if you want to find out more about the great work that Carers Stepping Out do, the website is at carersstepping.co.uk. That's all we have time for this week. Thanks as always to my production assistant Angela. Next week we're going to be talking radio with my guest Nat Gavin from Merseyside Dementia Friendly Radio. So until then, thanks for listening and take care now.